Jazz drummer Albert Tootie Heath has been part of the jazz pantheon since he played on John Coltrane's first record in 1957. Heath is still playing at 78, and he's now featured on a new trio session with musicians nearly half his age, pianist Ethan Iverson of The Bad Plus and bassist Ben Street. The album is called Tootie's Tempo, and music critic Tom Moon says it's one of the most energetic jazz recordings he's heard all year.
When jazz people hear about one of these summit meetings involving young guys playing with old masters, the first reaction is usually a shrug. By now, it's a familiar dance. Everybody makes all the right noises about honoring the tradition. And the music itself, it winds up lukewarm at best. Not this time. In this case, the master is Albert Tootie Heath, a drummer raised on bebop and known for his exceptionally crisp execution. For decades, Heath has galvanized his collaborators by sticking to the essence of the beat. There's nothing showy about him. He just makes sure that the music feels good. The pianist Ethan Iverson lives on the opposite side of the spectrum. He isn't exactly known for feel-good stuff. His music is usually full of jackknife angles, dense chords, and elaborate nods. Here, though, Iverson moves more deliberately, honoring the mood set by Tootie Heath. Together, they create disciplined, wonderfully concise updates of standards. Those familiar with Iverson from The Bad Plus might not even recognize him. Inside these exchanges is a lesson in the art of jazz conversation. Heath's poised, steady beat sets the tone. It offers his collaborators room to explore, and at the same time, encourages them to pay attention to the basics, the melody, the swing feel. That's when something amazing happens. Instead of cluttering things up with flashy technique, this trio settles in, kicks back, and enjoys the ride.
The album from Ethan Iverson, Ben Street, and Albert Tootie Heath is called Tootie's Tempo. Our reviewer is Tom Moon.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.